Dazzling lights, sparkling tunnels, towering illuminated sculptures and stunning installations are transforming some of the most picturesque gardens and historic National Trust properties and other venues into winter wonderlands. Every festive season now throughout the UK and globally, a visit is becoming as much a beloved traditional part of the seasonal calendar as the turkey, the tree, carol concerts. For tens of thousands who have already walked one of the My Christmas Trails brought by Raymond Gubby, a subsidiary of Sony Music, and created by Culture Creative, a UK-based production company which turns to internationally renowned artists to produce the jaw-dropping installations for its very immersive outdoor experiences. Well, my name's Graham Walker, and to tell us all about what's in store for 2024, my special guest today is my old friend, oh, I know she'll not mind me calling, Mrs. Christmas. That's a Zoe Bottrell, a super talented founder and managing director of Culture Creative, whose creativity and technical expertise plays a crucial role in overseeing the design, the planning, the execution of all these large-scale light displays that captivate audiences, I've said, in the UK and around the world. A leadership and a vision have been instrumental in the success and expansion of Culture Creative's festive and nature-focused experiences. And most importantly, Zoe and her brilliant team makes Christmas extra special and magical for us all. So Zoe, I know it's a bit early, but Merry Christmas. Is it ever too early to say the C word?
Usually, but I always let you get away with it every single year. Merry Christmas to you too, Graham.
So listen, before you tell us what's in store this year, and with a specific look at highlights at some local venues, can you give us listeners an overview of what My Christmas Trails are, how long they've been running, where people can now visit one in the UK this year, and the big picture, the countries where you've now expanded to abroad?
Yeah, it's all become a bit crazy. So our longest running show is at Kew Gardens, and we're in our 13th year there this year, which is just phenomenal. It's just become one of those Christmas traditions, as you've just said. I think people write their Christmas list now of Christmas cards, turkey, Christmas crackers, buy tickets to Christmas Trails. And that's become brilliant, the fact that we have so many people that just return year after year. So this year we will have 27 shows across the world, and some of them not always Christmas. So only 2 weeks ago did we finish our last show in Australia, having started our first show there in May. So that runs through what we always say is summer, and of course is their winter, and is our Lightscape program. So we've already been into Melbourne and Perth and Brisbane and Sydney. We've got another little show called Light Fall going into Cranbourne, which is the sister garden of Melbourne Gardens, early next year in early 2025. So it'll be one of our first shows. But in addition to that, we've then had shows in Saudi Arabia this year. We have had, we've got shows in Europe. We have four Lightscapes in America, and we've been working with some other venues in America as well to provide some of our international content to existing shows there. So, yeah, as much as it's never too early to say the Christmas word in Culture Creative, Lightscape is also filling our summer months as well in other parts of the world. So it's a bit of a juggernaut that once it rolls, it just keeps on rolling.
Wow. Well, I suppose it's a little bit like saying it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, I suppose it's Christmas somewhere, isn't it, these days? And particularly,
well, it's winter somewhere, I think, as opposed to Christmas. But yeah, that's all you drift.
Well, you know, I mean, like I've tried to give a bit of an idea to people, and we've obviously been covering these for a few years now, so I think a lot of people have got a good understanding of what you do. But for the uninitiated, can you again just describe what they're likely to see when they turn up from one of your fantastic Christmas trails?
Yeah, of course. So Culture Creative has always prided itself about creating experiences in landscapes. And, you know, we can go to any shopping centre, any big shopping street and see Christmas lights, and that's not really what we're doing. What we're doing is working with our beautiful venues that we're in across the world. Many of them are botanical gardens or Grade 1 listed gardens or National Trust properties, a lot in this country as well. We're also working in forests and pinetums, so they all are special places in their own true right. And we work on three layers, essentially. We look at creating what we call a back palette. It's absolutely celebrating what is of the venue. The tallest trees, the biggest trees, the unique parts of them, whether they be waterfalls or bridges or houses or other parts of that built infrastructure. We then work on a layer of touring international artworks. So we are touring artists from across Europe, Australia, America, and actually some artists now from our Saudi program we're bringing into the UK, etc. So we're touring that world all over the place. And then the third layer, especially on my Christmas trails, is bringing what we call the Christmas layer. So yes, you will see then the Christmas trees, and you'll probably see Father Christmas and lots of other things like that. But that is one part of it. So hopefully what we're creating is something that the family group will want to enjoy. So grandparents down through to grandchildren and everybody in between can come as a family group, and they'll all find something for them to enjoy. But also we're hoping that people who love those spaces, who love gardens themselves, will come and see how we can, and sorry, it's a bit of a corny phrase, but it's one we've been using for nearly 20 years now. You know, you'll see this place in a whole new light. And it's one of the fantastic things I have the ability to do is focus your attention where I want you to see it. If we light it up, you will absolutely focus your attention there. If we don't and it's dark, it kind of just disappears into the background. So some things that are always there during the day, we can really bring to life at night by making other things disappear. And that's quite an interesting superpower we have.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I need to ask you about, you're saying Saudi. Whereabouts? And have they ever seen snow before?
No, it's not so much at Christmas. Unfortunately, the snow isn't something we do. We've actually been working with the King's Cultural Centre in Dammam, which is a fantastic architectural building. And they have what's called the mono surface, which is probably conjuring up all sorts of images of the moon, of which you wouldn't be far wrong. So it's an extremely new challenge for us, because we're used to working in these gardens with these huge trees and this wonderful landscape of different palettes and water and undulations. And this is a flat surface with very little trees at all. In fact, in the area we're working in, none at all. So we really have to choose our artworks well to make the best of that landscape. And I guess that's what keeps us interesting and fresh, is the fact that we're not just picking up something we've done before. We're really looking at what that landscape is, and we're really ensuring that the artwork that we put into that landscape is celebrating what it is, not just what somebody else's was 6 months ago. So yeah, every show we create from scratch. Even our 13th Q show this year, it's brand new. There's two world firsts in there. There are six brand new pieces of work that we've designed and created specifically for Q. So every show we do is new. Every show we do is different. Every show we do has, you know, a real change in pace from a show that you may have even seen in the same venue in a different year.
Excellent. Well, listen, I'm going to bring you right back to home now, because obviously we're looking forward to the trails that's happening locally. I know in the past you've always had the returning favourites like the Flame Lit Fire and High Tech Laser Gardens, and we've got the, I think it's now a marriage proposal top spot, and certainly an Instagram favourite, the Christmas Cathedral. But each year you always bring back fantastic new installations. So I think it'd be really nice to actually have a look at some of that as well, as, but to give us a bit of an overview of what's happening this year at 2024. So Christmas at Bedgebury 2024, now this is going to be between November the 15th and January the 1st. Again, a magical trail with new lights for this year, the after dark stroll through the iconic conifers at Bedgebury's National Pinetum. and Forest. So this is going to be absolutely tremendous over a million twinkling lights. Zoe, take it away. Tell us, what can people see this year?
What's lovely about Bedgebury is that we have the ability to be able to celebrate not only the formal pine eaten, which is one of the country's grandest collection of pine trees, but also we get to take you into the forest, which is a little bit more of an exploration, a little bit more taking you into the wild. So the great thing about here is that it's a little bit about. So as you enter past the visitor centre, grab something nice and warm to eat and drink. That will then allow you to see the letters of Bedgebury on the pond, so you won't forget where you are at all. As we head down through towards the redwoods, which are one of the most fantastic parts of the first half of the trail, towards a tree show that we will do in those redwoods, you'll have already gone through a laser garden, and you'll exit that via some star arches to ensure that you absolutely know that you're a star of your own, in your own right, as well as the pine tip itself. As we then head past Nova, and then we'll also be creating a festive go-grey carpet of artwork that will be projected directly onto the floor. And then the great new thing of this year is actually we're bringing a new water fountain show to the Reflection Pond, which is at the far end of the site. And again, you'll have the opportunity here to grab something warm to eat and drink whilst you watch the water fountain show. As we head past Marshall's Lake, we will have our fire garden, and that will take place around you and above you and over you, as we then head to the bridge, where some brand new installations have been created to allow the fire to float over the water. Bit of fun with our neon gallopers. We'll head along what we've always called the Christmas shelf. It's a slightly raised part of the Pine Eaten, which allows us to be able to create this lovely formal line of installations. And this year it will look as if a carousel has broken apart and has made its way along that particular area. Santa will then say hello as you are leaving the formal part of the Pine Eaten and start heading into the forest, of which one of our international artworks, Light a Wish, which are these beautiful, huge, 2 meter tall, 2 meter wide seed heads that will float above your head magically, not really knowing how they got there. As we rock past our robins, and we then begin to understand that not only the seed heads are important for the pine eaten to exist, and how the trees in the pine eaten are cared for and can be grown on, but also the network of the soil network underneath and mycelium network will provide an ability for you to really explore how the flora and fauna is really important to ensure that a national pine eaten is maintained. We then head back into Christmas through our giant snowflakes and our winter cathedral into our last show point then, deep in the forest, into a magical Christmas tree, which I'm not going to tell you too much about. But then as you head down back towards the visitor centre with some dancing cherry trees, back into the car park to allow you to once again grab yourself another hot drink before you make your way home.
Zoe, that sounds absolutely all fantastic. I just have to remind people as well that the lights, the visual treat, it's not just about that wonderful visual, but also you choreograph this fantastic soundtracks, all this much-loved seasonal music that helps to transform the gardens, and the smells as well, because, you know, there's lots of things like marshmallows or chestnuts and things that people can buy extra around the sites. It is very immersive, this, isn't it?
Yeah, we really want you to feel as if you are there to experience the venue that you're in, not just stand and watch some lights. And therefore, a lot of the things that we do are around you, not just at one point of vision. But as you say, the audio that we program specifically for each of the installations is equally as important, and very much more so over the years. There are always those Christmas hits. There are always those Christmas favourites. But we've also done a lot of work over the last 2-3 years specifically about finding some really special pieces of music which are just completely the right thing in the right place. And some of those are Christmas and some of those aren't. Some of those are just great pieces of music to program to the grandeur of cinematic audio, which is just fantastic for us to play with. So absolutely, I've always called it as a bit of an attack on all of your senses, the six for you to see, to smell, to hear. And in some cases with our ribbon tunnels and also with a Feast of Light and a few other installations, there's also things to touch. So, you know, hopefully you get to explore all of your senses as you wander through these fantastic landscapes right the way through the country.
You know, when people ask me about the trails and they say, what are they about? They expect me, I think, to say, oh, the light shows. But actually, they're about more than that. It's about making memories and having these treasured family experiences as well, isn't it?
It is. My team are going to hate me for saying this, but a phrase I often use is that all we should leave behind is footprints and memories. We work in some of the most beautiful and sometimes protected landscapes in the world. We work in 4 Royal Botanical Gardens. Many of the venues that we work in are Grade 1 listed. It's not something where we can just bash something in and bash something out. And we're getting, hundreds of thousands of visitors coming through some of these venues. And it is our duty, as much as anything else, to protect those landscapes. We do a huge amount of work with our ecology colleagues. The winter is a time when lots of animals want to go to sleep. They don't want to hear Christmas music and have lights shine. So we understand where that ecology work needs to happen. We're working hugely to ensure that as much as these events are full of light and lots of other things, we're as sustainable as we can be. Most of our kit is LED. So it is about making memories, but it's also about ensuring that we protect these landscapes hugely for every single part of them, and making sure that we're hopefully welcomed back in years to come, of which with many of our venues, we have now been here heading towards 10 years in a lot of them. So it is about those long-time relationships that we build, not only with our audiences, but with our artists, with our venues, and all of the other colleagues that assist us in creating the infrastructure to allow this to happen.
And, you know, the trails, they're all accessible for everybody and visitors of all ages. But you do have timed entries, so it's important, I think, if people want the time that they're after to book early. What about that and other top tips that you might give to people to get the most out of the experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So we create time ticket slots to ensure that everybody feels they have the space. We don't want everybody turning up at 5 o'clock and it being too crowded. So please, yeah, if you want a particular time, day, etc., then get your tickets early to ensure that you're not disappointed, and ensuring that you can get, especially for those that have got their little ones and they want to be out at that tea time slot rather than 8 o'clock at night. So please do book your tickets as quickly as you can to ensure that you get the slot that's best for you. Absolutely wrap up warm, also with your waterproofs. We do create the shows to be able to take place in virtually all weathers. Obviously, if there are elements of weather that mean it's unsafe for us to do so, and that would normally be ice or wind, then obviously people will get told that as soon as possible. But please do wrap up warm, put your wellies on, put your gloves on, and get yourself there. And also just take the time to experience it. I guess as the creative producer of the shows, as much as anything else, we don't want you to whiz around in 45 minutes at high speed. We want you to linger. We want you to linger longer. And we want you to really feel as if you are experiencing and enjoying each of those different palettes and paces and colours and treatments that we're creating within each of the venues around the country and around the world. Just put your phone in your pocket, experience it, and have a lovely time.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. Well, listen, Zoe, thank you ever so much for your time. I know your time's more precious than most people because you're here, there, and everywhere. Just finally, how will you be spending Christmas and Christmas Day yourself this year?
I have my mum for Christmas up here in the southwest of Scotland. By which time, hopefully, things will have calmed down. We'll have been in show run for a good period by then. Unfortunately for us, our Australian shows will be needing to get shipped in February. So we are now already looking at 2025, what 2025 is going to bring. So, yeah, my Christmas will be more about the new year than it is the Christmas that's sitting in front of us.
And just as a final pointer, probably a little bit late for some people to book into it for this year, and depending on when they listen to the podcast. But you're actually doing Halloween-themed events as well now. So is that going to take off? Is that going to be a bigger deal next year?
Yes, apparently we weren't busy enough around Christmas, so we thought we'd just slip a few Halloween shows in there as well. We've been lucky enough to deliver Halloween at Blenheim Palace, one of our obviously one of our key venues in the UK over the last 10 years. And then this year we have expanded that to Kew Gardens, into Quarry Bank, which is a National Trust property up near Manchester, and Moors Valley, which is a country park, but also forest with Forestry England. So yeah, they're on the ground as you and I are speaking right now. They've been a fantastic thing. They're very different, very much more detailed, prop-led, a bit more story-led, has more performers in there, both from a acting performing perspective, but also we also have a fire show in virtually every single one of those where our venues allow us to have that level of fire. So yeah, they've been hugely popular this year, and I'm sure there'll be more exciting things to come with Halloween.
Spooktacular. It's got to be, isn't it? Listen, Zoe, as ever, thank you ever so much for your time, and just finally again, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Graham.